Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
Everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in to the Kemetic Jewish Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of you who have called in tonight. This is the revival that just won't stop. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's time to wake up. And ever since we woke up, we've been woke and we ain't going back to sleep. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to ride this thing until the wheels fall off. Bless the Lord on today. We thank God for each and every last one of you on today. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne of grace and get this party started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, just for allowing us to come together in your name on today. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us on today as you always do, Lord. Lead us and guide us through your word, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you all in advance for everything that you are about to do on this evening. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we lift your name up because you are worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord today. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. And he's worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. We thank God. Everybody that's on the line on today, everybody that's called in, we're getting ready to go to the throne of grace at this time with our testimonies and our prayer requests. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know I like to read Psalms 100. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing, hallelujah, of his holy word on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We always say, after we read a scripture, we always say, may the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing, hallelujah, of his holy word. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's important, praise God, hallelujah, because it's important to hear it. Hallelujah. It's important to read it. Praise God. But if you're not doing it, hallelujah, it reminds me of that old song they used to sing, is my living in vain. Praise God. Jesus said it like this. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are supposed to listen to me and do what the word says. If you listen to me and do what the word says, you're like a man who built his house on the beach. But he dug down to the rock, hallelujah, so he had a solid foundation. So when the storms came, the house still stood. Hallelujah, praise God. Some of us are like the other man. Some of us hear the word of God. Some of us read the word of God, but we don't practice the word of God. Hallelujah. And that's like the man that built his house on the beach, but he didn't dig down to the foundation. He didn't dig down to the rock. Hallelujah. And when the winds and the storms came, hallelujah, praise God, his house fell to the storm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why am I saying this? I say because every night we pray, we are supposed to praise God. We are supposed to magnify his name. We are supposed to lift him up. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are supposed to magnify him. We are supposed to glorify him. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if we say it and not do it, praise God, is our living in vain? Praise God, hallelujah. If we say we're going to worship him, if we say we're going to magnify him, if we say we're going to do it, but we don't do it, hallelujah, is our living in vain? This scripture tells us, praise God, that we are supposed to have an attitude of gratitude, that we are supposed to have a active appreciation to our God. Hallelujah. But if we don't do, hallelujah, is our living in vain. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as we come before the throne of grace on tonight, we need to think about it. We need to have it in our psyche. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are we practicing what we read? We ain't even got to practice to what we preach. Hallelujah. We ain't even got there yet. First, you got to, hallelujah, read it before you can preach it. So are you practicing what you're hearing? Are you practicing what you read? Are you magnifying the Lord? Are you giving joy to his name? Hallelujah. Are you magnifying his name? Hallelujah. So when we come to the throne on tonight, hallelujah, let's come with that attitude. Praise God. That attitude of gratitude. The phone lines are open. Praise God. If you have a testimony or prayer, now would be the time. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah.
I want to thank God for another night. I want to thank God for the.
You say not, man of God.
Thank God for Brother Hunter. Thank God for everybody. Thank God for the preacher that's on the everybody else. I want y'all to know, try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. I don't try to mess.
Tonight, amen, and that testimony. Have you tried Jesus? Hallelujah. He's all right. Bless the Lord off tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies or prayer requests? We got time for two more. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. I give honor to God to be here tonight. I thank and praise him for life, health, and strength. I thank and praise him for the revival still going strong. I thank and praise God for each and every one of you. God is good. He woke me up this morning, started me off on a brand new day. Hallelujah. Got up on the prayer line, 4 o'clock prayer line. Got my prayers in and read my word. And I'm constantly going on with the Lord. I always have God on my mind. God is a blessing. He's a wonder in my life. And I thank and praise him for each and every one. Let's continue praying, praying for one another, pray for Sister Virgie and my children and men and women everywhere need the Lord. We just need the Lord. And so I just give honor, put this prayer line for once again, for the revival going on, pray for the strength for the men and women of God to come in and give out the words, you know, that God uses. And I just pray that we all just continue, you know, to pray for Jerusalem and to pray for the world. So everyone be blessed, and it's good to be on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, Sister Virgie, for that testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Truly a blessing. Amen. To hear Sister Virgie on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And like she said, the revival is still going strong. And she thank God for that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen on today. Do we have one more testimony? We got time for one more. Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I will bless the Lord at all times because his praises will continue to stay in my mouth. I thank God for waking me up this morning, giving me another opportunity, another chance to get it right. So somebody didn't wake up this morning, but I thank and praise God that he gave me another chance to get it right. I thank and praise God that he woke me up with a new attitude to give him gratitude for where he's taking me to, where he brought me from, and where he's taking me to. You know, we got a right to praise God. We praise everybody
Amen.
Else. We got a right to praise God, because he is
Amen.
The owner of our souls. Now, I pray my strength in the Lord. I pray for everyone that's on the line. I pray for what God's doing on this man. I thank and praise God for salvation for the ones that don't have it. You know, and I pray that they keep on searching and seeking the Lord while he may be near, while he's near, and calling up on him. So y'all pray my strength in the Lord that I go stronger in the Lord and I keep doing Jesus. Because that means Jesus all the way. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for Mother Alberta on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. In a few minutes, I'm gonna give it back over to Mother Alberta. Praise God. And she's going to be introducing our special guest speaker. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Amen. The move that God is doing on the line, the move that God is doing in the midst. Hallelujah. How many of you know it's more than just the phone line? He's got a ministry in each and every last one of our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to expand each and every last one of our territories. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because we have been faithful and obedient to his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We get credit for the obedience. Hallelujah. No matter, some of us were obedient no matter how we felt about it. Hallelujah. I know we don't want to admit it all the time. Hallelujah. But every time we do what God tells us to do, hallelujah, we always feel like doing what the Lord says. Okay, I'm the only one. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord say, hallelujah, as long as you are obedient. Praise God. As long as you are obedient to my word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He said, if I do right, if you do right, I'm going to bless you. Point blank. Hallelujah. That's the bottom line. If you do right, God say my feelings ain't in it like yours did. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the testimony that have gone before the throne of grace on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every person who is on the line on today, everybody in attendance. Bless the Lord. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then Mother Alberta is going to introduce our speaker on today. Hallelujah. Mother Alberta, you want a song? Amen. Before you introduce the speaker? You want that Williams Brothers that you had last night?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to go to the throne of grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to introduce Sister Mother Alberta, and then I'm going to play a song. After the song is over, Mother Alberta will have the mic, and she is going to introduce our speaker for the night. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you all tonight. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come before your throne of grace, Lord. Hallelujah. We know that you are in the midst. Hallelujah. For you said in your word, when two or three are gathered together in your name, you will be in the midst. You will be in the middle. So we thank you for being in the middle of this on tonight. Touch each and every last one of us, Lord. You know all of our individual needs, and we believe that you are already in the process of supplying those needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you on tonight. Lord, we ask that you touch the speaker on tonight. Touch her from the crown of her head, Lord, to the sole of her feet. Hallelujah. Allow her anointing to flow freely from her lips. Lord, we thank you all tonight for the word that you are about to drop into our spirits. Hallelujah. And we praise and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless the Lord and amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. I am going to play another blessing by the Williams Brothers. Hallelujah. And immediately following another blessing, you will be in the hands of Mother Alberta. And Mother Alberta is going to introduce our speaker on tonight. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. This is another bless. Hallelujah. By the Williams Brothers. Praise God.
I'd like to take a little time out to thank God for the many blessings he's given me. When I look back over my life and I see where he brought me from, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Let me tell you, woke up this morning, got out of my bed. I looked around, here's what I said. Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a roof up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. All these blessings you sent my way. You see, I could have been dead in some lonesome grave, but you told, oh death, you told it to get back and behave.
Righteous mistakes, nor his seed begging for bread. I can count on God, he won't let me down. He always do just what he said. Pain and suffering, he brought me through. Oh, quite often, he always welcomed you. I've been blessed in so many ways. I just want to lift my hand. Give God all the praise. Ooh, another blessing. Ooh, another blessing. Ooh, another blessing. Ooh, another blessing.
I got my legs and I can walk. I got the tongue, y'all, and I can talk. Even the air that I receive. I got my lungs, and I can breathe.
When I look around, I can see all the blessings he's given to me. Bless my family, and they're doing fine.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Another blessing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. And just say, when the Lord woke us up this morning, that was another blessing. He didn't have to do what he did. He didn't have to do nothing. But he did. He could have let us slap on. But he brought another blessing. I thank you, praise God, for being on the line. I thank you, praise God, for the men and women on the line. I want to introduce many that haven't, that don't know her, and many that met her last night. But she's got fire up in her feet. And I just want to introduce the woman of God, Keisha, out of Las Vegas, to some that don't know her. She's on the line. Come to the mic, Keisha. Praise God.
Hello. God bless everybody this
praise
evening.
God. Hallelujah.
On this Wednesday evening, a day that we had never seen before, but God said so, that it was so, that this evening, when we were knitted in our mother's womb, he already knew that we would be here this evening. So all listeners, all church family, we are one. We are our brother's keeper. We are our sister's keeper. And this word that I'm going to bring tonight is truly from God. Been praying all day that God will touch each and every person on this line, and that God will speak to you personally. But before I go into this word, I would like to read Psalms 91. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this evening in thanksgiving and in gratitude and in prayer. Father God, we ask you to create in us a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Psalms 91, safety of abiding in the presence of God. And it reads, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress, our God, in him we will trust. Surely he shall deliver us from the snare of the fallen and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover us with his feather, and under his wings we shall take refuge. His truth shall be our shield and our buckler. We shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, coronavirus. For he shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. May the Lord bless the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his word. Now this evening, the Lord has placed upon my heart, my spirit. The title is Pray Before You Pray. I want each and every one of you to meditate and to, the Lord wants each and every one of you to meditate, and he's speaking to each individual personally in his own way. Before we pray, we are to pray. And you might say, Sister Keisha, what do you mean by pray before you pray? In Psalm 66:18, in the King James Version, it says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So before we're quick to pray for anyone, even ourselves, we need to do a thorough house clean. Thoroughly. Asking God to show us ourselves if we're holding any iniquity, any hate, any malice, any wickedness, any unforgiveness in our heart towards anyone, even from a child, if you can think back. Please forgive. Some people may wonder why it's taking so long for some of their prayers to be answered. Some people may be wondering, Lord, why haven't you answered that prayer? It could be from you holding resentment that you have not let go of. And how you know that you have resentment for someone is when you hear their voice, it makes you sick. When you see their face, you start frowning. You say, oh, I forgive. But do you really forgive? Because God is calling us tonight. He called this revival tonight, hallelujah, his recovery room. We're in the recovery room tonight.
Hallelujah.
Speak, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that he's got us through so many things that we could never imagine that he would get us out of. Hallelujah. We've been through seen and unseen danger. Every day, as we look at the news, or it wasn't us. And I thank God tonight. I have a few scriptures here about why to pray before you pray. In Philippians 4:5-9, it says, let your reasonable be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious. Anxious is don't be nervous. Don't be uneasy about anything. And don't worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication. Supplication is earnestly asking God what your desire is. And ask before you ask, pray that it's in his will. Because it's not going to work if it's not in his will. Be careful what we ask, because he'll give it to us. But we got to make sure that it's in his will. That's why some of the things in our life don't turn out like we wish they had turned out. He gave it to us. But was it his will? With thanksgiving, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, which surpasses all understanding. Will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. So before we pray, let's ask God to give us the right spirit. Because the heart in Jeremiah 17:9, it says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? When we hate, we're just like a murderer. When we hate our sisters and our brothers, it's just like a murdering. And we know during our lifetime, people have treated us wrong. People have did so many things, deceitful things, manipulation. But when you got the love of God in your heart, you can't hate. And we know that it's hard. That's one of the things. Only God can give you the spirit to forgive. You can't do it on your own. This old flesh ain't nothing. Hallelujah. Hey! Only God can walk us through forgiveness. And when you forgive, you really forgive. You know, a lot of people say, I forgive, but I don't forget. But he said, let all things be passed away and let all things become new. This is a time and this is a season for a personal relationship with God. And you know what a relationship is? It's just being connected. Some people have bad relationships. Some people have good relationships. Some people have all kind of different kind of relationships. But we got to have a personal relationship with God. And how do we get personal? How do we build on a relationship? Communication. And what is communication? Communication is prayer. Communicating with the Father. Talking to him. Hallelujah. Talking to him. Letting him know. He already know about it. He know everything. He know the thoughts. Before we think it. Before it comes off of our tongue. But he want to hear from us. How can we have a relationship with God if we don't talk to him? Or only talk to him when we need something? We got to make this a daily task. Imagine you living in the house with your family or with your spouse. And you don't get up and you don't say good morning. Or you just pass them on by. Don't have nothing to say to them. What would that family member do? Wean off from them. Once we get that personal relationship with God and talk to him and be real with him, because he already know anyway. You don't have to go deep, thou art God. Talk to him. Hey. He's a gentle Savior. Talk to him. Tell him all about it. Hallelujah. And then after you pray, sit down and be quiet. Cut off the TV. Cut off the radio. Cut off your mind. Hallelujah, to hear God's voice. And when you listen for God's voice, make sure that it's his. Because the enemy speaks to. This is where all mental conditions come from. Schizophrenia, depression, bipolarism. This is where all this comes from, the enemy, to torment our mind. Because when we don't have our mind, we can't do nothing. We are to always thank God for our right state of mind. I'm always binding and casting out the spirit of Alzheimer's and dementia. They used to call it senile. It's the enemy, because when we don't have our mind, we can't do nothing. We're stuck. So let's just always be careful before we pray. Pray. Now I want to talk about iniquity. Iniquity. Iniquity is wickedness. Unfairness, inequity is sin, gross injustice. Hallelujah. In the Hebrew language, it's being crooked and twisted. We don't want to be crooked and twisted. People say you can count your friends on your hand, and, which you kind of can these days, but I want to be that kind of friend, not an associate, but a friend. says, when you walk out the room and the others around, you ain't going to be talking about you. Or I'm not going to be talking about you. That's how you know who your friend is. But one friend that we know we got is Yahshua HaMashiach. Our Lord, when I say one thing certainly here, God will never fail us. Each and every day before you get out of your bed, ask God to fill you with his love. Because we can't love on our own. Some people say, I love you so much in haste. But you know, people look at me kind of crazy because I always, it's not even I don't like to put I, because I'm nothing without him. I humble myself unto you, Yahshua. But what I'm trying to say, I really do love people. I do, and they look at me like I'm crazy. But always remember, when you ain't God, we're peculiar anyway. We're peculiar people. We're different. We're not the same. How we don't get down like the world gets down. We, you know, we're a little awkward from the world. Hallelujah. And so let's, going back to, you know, forgiveness. You know, forgiveness is a deliberate decision to release feelings. I talked about resentment and, you know, vengeance toward a person or a group of people who have harmed you. You don't have to condone what they have done, you know, but just forgive and let it go. You know, I've always known, and it was told, but I know a lot of sickness comes from unforgiveness, especially cancer. Because you're carrying it for whoever it is that hurt you, or you're carrying it and those people not even thinking about you. But you're still meditating on whatever that person done and you're holding it and it's making you sick. You can't do that. God came everywhere he went, everywhere Jesus, Yahshua went, he healed. Everywhere he went, he healed. Everywhere he walked, he was healing. It's not for us to have sickness upon us. Just like the man of God was saying that he had saw that man of God bent over. And he spoke a word. And the man started walking upright. We can do the same thing. We hear this over and over again. God is the same yesterday. God is the same today and forever.
Yes, Lord.
The blind will see. Hallelujah. The deaf will hear. The dead will raise. If we get that faith.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And always remember, yes, people are not going to like us. Because what happens when you turn on the light, it's dark in the house, and you turn on the light, the darkness disappears. Light and dark will not go together. I want all of us to keep our eyes in tune with the Spirit. Ask God to help you to walk in the Spirit and notice everything. Be watchful. As I was getting in my car today, this morning, I saw the beautifulest rainbow that I could ever lay eyes on. And I just sat there and I watched the rainbow. Purple, yellow, green. Hallelujah, Jesus. Knowing it's from the heavenlies. And what did he say? The rain, why he put that rainbow there? He promised not to flood the earth again. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we want to pray also for the people who have used the rainbow and disregarded God and disrespected God for gayness. We want to pray for that, because when I saw that rainbow, he immediately told me to pray for those people, hallelujah, that has turned to man to man and woman to woman and all kind of stuff. Thank you, Jesus. And another thing I want to just speak on, and I'm not going to be speaking long, but we got to be careful what we say. In James 3, 9 and 10, it says, with the tongue we bless our Lord and Father, and with our tongue we curse men. Out of the same mouth come praises and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. When we get off this phone tonight and we go on by our day, our evening and night, soon as somebody upset us, or after we didn't praise God and giving him all the glory, and as he didn't rain down blessings on us, don't let anybody try to sift our blessings from us by cussing them out after we didn't praise them. Let's just work on our tongue and not also not to be so judgmental, you know. And a lot of people say that the Bible, it contradicts itself, but it doesn't, because you have to ask God for the Holy Spirit when you read. And I know that we already know the scripture, but I'm just going to bring these two scriptures. And I know that I'm jumping around everywhere, but I'm hearing from the Lord, and this is what he wanted me just to also speak on really quickly, is about, you know, it's in Matthew 7 and 1, and then I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians 6 and 2, and then Revelation 20 and 4. Judge not that you may not be judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will measure back to you.
Yes, sir.
Let's all get in the practice of when we see a sister or brother stumbling, yeah, we go rebuke out of love. Because it was a scripture last night that was brought. Better open rebuke. Hallelujah. Sister Alberta, you know the scripture you brought. But he said in 1 Corinthians 6 and 2 that the saints will judge. At the end, we're going to judge the angels. We're going to judge them. Do you know the power that God has put in us? Do you know, hallelujah, Jesus, if we only knew the power that we had, knew the power that we had from God. The man of God believed God. He told that man, he rebuked that spirit of infirmity off of that man, and he stood up straight. One day I was on a bus, and this lady was crying, and I couldn't sit down. I even think that I missed my stop. And I asked the woman of God, why are you crying? She said, I've just been diagnosed with cancer, the fourth stage of cancer, and I'm not going to live. And I said, woman of God, wait, don't get off the bus. I said, the Lord is telling me, do you believe in him? She said, yes, I believe in him. I said, well, let's pray. We prayed, and she went on. So I'm in the 99-cent store, and I'm not thinking to see this lady. All I know, this lady started running, and she ran so hard, she jumped in my arms, and she wrapped her arms around her legs around my waist. She had jumped, and she said, oh, my God. Do you remember we was on the bus praying? When I went back to the doctor, they couldn't find no more cancer. Glory to God. This is what God does. When you use your faith something that you cannot see, something that you cannot hear. But you're just going to believe that God's going to do it for you. So whatever you're going through tonight, in closing, believe. Don't get off the phone and feeling good right now, having a feel-good party, and then when you get off, you go have a depressing party and soaking in depression and not believing and worrying. God work on our faith. And I thank God so much for this ministry because I have been asking God, I said, Lord, put me in a place where your truth is. Put me in a place, Father God. I want to know the truth. I need your word. Hallelujah, Jesus. And let's get thick skin in the name of Jesus. Don't let everything run you off or we ain't going to never get nowhere. Be planted. Don't come on here to criticize. Don't come over here on here to try to find people fault. But just listen. Listen to what the word of God that's being brought. Because if we don't listen, we'll never get nowhere. We're going to keep staring back in reverse. And for that woman of God last night that was hurting, I've been praying for you all day. I've been praying for you all day. You're living your testimony. Hallelujah. Everybody keep her in prayer. She was just crying out. And I know God is a healer. I know God is a deliverer. You guys don't know all my testimony. But when he's ready for me to release that, I'm going to release it because he has brought me a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. I was in a house fire. God woke me up. Yeshua woke me up. All I could see was black smoke. I got up. He got me up in the nick of time. I got up, ran out the door, no shoes on, barely nothing on. And the neighbors were out there, and they were throwing me coats. And I had forgot my purse in there. And so the partner that I was with, he ran back in there and grabbed my purse with my ID. And he ran out, and as soon as he ran out, the whole house crumbled. Tell me that's not God. We're not here. We have saw many people leave here. We're not here tonight just for any reason. God is not finished with us. Stop being afraid to walk into what he wants you to do. Stop second-guessing, is this you talking to me, God? You know, God is not the author of confusion. When you're wavering in your mind, like you can't make a decision, that's not God. But when you've got this peace inside of you when he speaks to you, that's him. And I know that this is where I belong, and I thank God for the opportunity, Apostle. I thank God for the opportunity, Mother Alberta, for letting me speak. In Jesus' name, amen.
Brother Andre.
Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Evangelist Keisha, for that word. Hallelujah. I don't mean to just put a title in front of your name. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that word is dynamic because we're talking about relationship and we're talking about forgiveness. Hallelujah. But wait, before I go any further, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the woman of God on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the message that you gave to her to give to your people on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to hear what you were saying to the church on tonight.
Help us to walk this word out in our everyday lives. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Continue to bless the woman of God. Continue to fill her up with your virtue. Continue to lead her and guide her, Lord. Continue to mold her and shape her. Continue to order her steps. For your word says that the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. Order her steps, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We magnify
thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank
we pray.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We need to give God thanks for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. We need to give
thank
God
you,
thanks for the
hallelujah.
Woman of God bringing forth that word.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hear in my spirit that some people are saying, hallelujah, amen, to themselves. This is what I hear in my spirit. Some people saying to themselves, I have no problem with the gift. Hallelujah. This word wasn't for me. But I hear the Lord saying, hallelujah, amen, you need, oh, Lord, have mercy. Your forgiveness needs to turn around fast. Hallelujah. Pray. He said, I'm trying to take you to a place where we ain't got time for you to soak overnight. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need immediate, hallelujah, forgiveness. Praise God. Some of y'all want business, as the Lord says. Hallelujah. Some of y'all want big ministries, the Lord says. I've showed you this in your dreams. I've showed you this in your visions. Hallelujah. But we don't have time to hold grudge when the Spirit of the Lord is trying to do what he's trying to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. How long did it take you to forgive the last person you forgave? A day? 2 days? A week? A month? The Lord said, we ain't got that kind of time. And he said, if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you would tell that tree to uproot itself and it would do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. When we get into business situations, hallelujah, amen, you ain't got time to hold a grudge, hallelujah, with the person sitting across the table for you. Hallelujah, amen. God is trying to make some things happen, and you can't let your feelings get in the way of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. That's important for us to know. We need to know this, praise God, hallelujah, because you know how we did in the world. In the world, we held a grudge. Some of us still go to work and hold grudges with people on the job. Some of us are mad at people in our church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
And before I open up the line for comments, praise God, hallelujah, amen, the Lord said this about the relationship. If you want to know, this is what the Lord said. If you want to know if you have a personal relationship with him, hallelujah, this is how you know. When something happens, do you fall down on your knees and pray, or do you call somebody and tell them to pray for me? Hallelujah, praise God. The Lord says it's like this.
We
all on the phone right now. We all on the phone right now. Hallelujah. And just for the sake of argument, say it out with God. I'm on the phone with everybody right now. Hallelujah. So you have your opportunity to talk to me right now. Hallelujah. But instead of you talking to me yourself, you say, Sister Albert, would you ask Elder Andre something for me? Hallelujah. Could you see if he could do this for me? But you on the phone with me. Hallelujah, praise God. But you have to ask somebody else. Hallelujah, amen, to ask me what you could ask me yourself. That's how you know whether or not you really and truly have a personal relationship with God. It's one thing if I pray and then I call you. Because watch this, because I've already called God. God already on the phone. I've already talked to God. Now all I want to do is get you to agree with me as I talk to God. Hallelujah, because my relationship is personal. Hallelujah. I shouldn't have to wait, amen, for Apostle Eldon wake up in the morning to call him. I shouldn't have to wake Apostle Eldon up at 3 o'clock in the morning and tell him I need you to pray for me. Hallelujah. I should be able to go on my knees and pray for myself. Hallelujah. Why? Because my relationship with him is personal. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The phone lines are open. If you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request, If you have a word of encouragement for the woman of God on tonight, hallelujah, praise God. Apostle Elvin, you on the line, praise God? Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. The phone
hallelujah.
Lines are open.
God is good.
There he is, praise God, hallelujah. Before I open up the line to everybody else, hallelujah, amen, I want to open up the line to the man of God, hallelujah, praise God. Do you have any comments, amen, or words of encouragement for the word, woman of God on tonight? Bless the Lord. Amen. If you're there, Pastor, we can't hear you. Your mute must be on.
You have to stand on faith to get anywhere in life. You have to stand on faith. Faith without works is dead.
Amen.
So we must walk in faith every day, no matter what, because we all have struggles that we have to overcome. So if we stand on faith, anything is possible. But we have to stand on faith, and you have to believe. You have to believe.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Any more comments or any more words of encouragement for the woman of God on tonight?
This is Mother. I thank you, praise God, for him using Sister Keisha. I thank you, praise God, because she have opened my, well, God opened my eyes to a lot. She said tonight, because what about the still voice? He said, my sheep will know my voice, and the stranger won't follow. She's scared of certain stuff. They real scary. But I'm meaning this. If we listen to the voice of God, and we really marinate on the words that came from our mouth, we will change. We will make that change. See, the word of God said, don't look at the messenger, but listen to the message. He wants us to have a forgiving heart. He wants us to be forgiving people. He said it's like cancer, and we don't forgive. We ain't going to go nowhere. I always say dress light for the flight. Because if we go down, if we keep on with all the baggage, we're not going nowhere. Last night, as the man of God was speaking, I feel light as a feather. If I would have had two wings, I could have started flying.
Yes.
I thank God because he have put word in people. We got to listen. Don't look. Because if we don't hear it, we're going to miss a blessing. Somebody needs that word. Somebody needs to marinate. Somebody needs to soak. You don't look at the messenger, but listen to the message.
Yes.
Soak yourself. Soak. Be like that sponge. Somebody needs to know the word, and they need to know where it's coming from. I thank you, praise God, for that word. But just to close the walk with thee, pray my strength in the Lord. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you for bringing that word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, Mother Alberta. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Indeed, praise God. It was the on-time word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. People may not know how on-time it is. Hallelujah, amen. But you'll find that, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Any more
hallelujah.
Testimonies? Any more prayer requests? Any more comments at this time? Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. God, hallelujah.
My mom was in a fire. When you say you was in a fire, my mom was in a fire back in, I think it was 2002. Her house burned up. And my mom was in there, and my mom didn't know the house was on fire. And she said something shook the bed, and I know that was God. And the house, when the fire department took my mother out, only thing they could see is her eyeballs and her watch. That's how black the smoke was on her. And they didn't have to take her to the hospital. You know, if your house burnt that bad and you got smoke all on you, you're supposed to go to the hospital because of your lungs. But my mother didn't have to go to the hospital. My mother came out of that fire without a burnt. It reminded me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when she told me what happened. I was at work.
Glory.
And they didn't want to call me to alert me about it because they know I used to panic back in the day. And my mom, she lived through that. She's going to be with the Lord now, but I just thank God. When you said that, it brought back everything. My mom told me what happened to her in that fire. And that house was burned to the – it was burned so bad that the meat in the refrigerator was, thank God for you. And I just pray that God bless you more and more and that God bring you higher and higher in him. And just keep doing the work of the Lord because you're an awesome woman of God. And I love you and God bless you.
You are too. God bless you, sister. I love you too, sister.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. We thank Sister Jackie for the...
I got
one
comment, Pastor.
Go ahead.
I just want to let my wife know that was a good word, you know, and God has really changed our life, you know, and we have been receiving so many blessings. It's just an honor to be a part of your congregation, and I'm so honored to do God's will and follow the word. And I just want to say thank you for everything. And God bless everybody's family.
Hallelujah.
Amen, my brother. Amen. And we thank God for both of y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the anointing. Amen. On y'all lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And truly, amen. The Lord ain't done. Hallelujah. Praise God. Doing what he's doing with y'all. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. He far from being done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to say this. The Lord say, don't worry. Don't worry about the past. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Just keep moving forward. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Don't worry about what they're saying. Don't worry about what's been done. Hallelujah. Amen. Just keep moving forward. Hallelujah. Amen. This was all a part of his plan. Bless the Lord. It was all a part of his plan. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We thank God.
And I just want to say really quick.
Go ahead.
Just want to say really quick. I'm saying it again. I hope that I'm not boring, but I am so grateful, just like my husband just spoke, that we're in his congregation. And my desire to bring to this congregation is togetherness. Love and peace, togetherness, not a peace breaker, I just want to bring everybody together in love and unity through God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, sister, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen, that's what we all try to bring everybody together through love, peace, and unity. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are all children of the Most High God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And when we come together, amen, it should be a beautiful thing. We always say it should be powerful and how, you know, we should dominate and all this other stuff, but it should be beautiful too. It should be love. Hallelujah. Praise God. People should see us and say, you know what, I want to be, not because of the power, not because of the blessing. Hallelujah. Not because of the cars and the houses that they got. I want to be down with them because of the love, because of the unity. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that's what Jesus was saying at the Lord's Supper. I know I've heard preachers preach it all kind of ways, but he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. So he gave everybody a piece of himself. Hallelujah, praise God. Then he said, this is my blood. Hallelujah, that's the life. You can't have a body without life.
So everybody has a piece of his body, and everybody has a piece of his life. And when we come together, remember he said, do this in remembrance of me? And we always think that means to remember, like in the mind, to remember. But that word remember also means to bring back together, to remember, to bring back the members of the body. Hallelujah. He has distributed us each a piece. And we are to bring back and unite it together as one. That's why we are the body of Christ. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God for Sister Keisha on tonight. We thank God for her husband, Mother Alberta, everybody that's on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know if the pastor probably got a problem with his phone. His phone be messing up over there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we thank God for him on tonight. Amen.
Brother Andre.
Yes, ma'am.
Brother Andre, can you, you know, when you guys was talking, the Lord say we are helpers one to another. And you know what? We don't root each other on like they do at the football and like they do at the baseball, like they do when somebody's singing. You know, we don't root each other on. We don't say how good the Lord have blessed us. Now you know you got a blessing out of it. And the reason I say root on, help build up. Don't sit back and say what the Lord ain't did, because that was God. He said we should be on one accord.
Yes,
we should,
Lord.
Praise him. I remember going to them different going out to them different jazz conferences and going to see Luther and all them things. Those people, all of them was clapping and they was together. But that was for the devil. Now we in the house of the Lord and we act like we got searched on us. Can't move hardly. Don't want to clap. We gonna do it one day. He said every knee gonna bow and every tongue gonna confess that he is Lord. And I'm saying it because we ought to be more rooting God on. Saying, God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for using that man of God. Thank you for using that woman of God. Thank you, Father God, because I might have forgot something that I need to know. That's why the word of God tell us, don't look at the person bringing the word, but listen to the word. Listen. So sometimes when people say something that's of God, they bring a message. They telling you it's something lacking in your life. It's something you need to throw in the sea of forgetfulness. It's something you need to be doing. We need to be praising God like it ain't no tomorrow. But we don't do that. And I'm not talking because some people act like they're afraid, but I'm not afraid. I praise and pray everybody on this line.
Yes.
It's time for us to come together.
Amen.
That word says, together we stand and divide and we fall. We need to hug on each other. We need to build us up. And we ain't doing that. We ain't building each other up.
The
only thing we doing is hurting each other. And we don't know it. Discriminating. It's God's turn now. It's his turn. She came from scripture to scripture. She came out of the word of God. The man of God goes straight to the word of God. We need to be praising God. We need to be telling God, thank you for using that man. Thank you for using that woman. Thank you for using that child. Thank you for using Brother Andre. Thank you, Father God. We going to come together.
Yes, Lord.
We have to do this to keep each other encouraged. Because that's what we used to do when we were going to the ball games. That's what we was doing when we was going to them clubs. Get a picture of me and everybody get a glass. So I just thank God for hearing the word of God. I thank God for what he's doing for me. I think that he's letting me be a hearer, and I try to be a doer of his word. You
Amen.
All pray for me because this is about God. This is about trying to build up. This is about encouragement. Woman of God, I want to say thank you for the word of God. Thank you, Brother Andre, and thank you, Minister Jackie, and thank you for the man of God, her husband. Thank you, everybody, for being on the line tonight. But let the words meditate. God wants us to forget some of them things that we keep thinking about. And we
Amen.
Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. There he is. Hey, how you doing, Apostle? Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You got your phone working?
Bless the Lord, man of God. Yes,
Amen.
Man of God. Amen. I had somebody. Amen. Bless God. I was able to get on tonight. Amen. I sure hate I missed the word of God. Amen. Amen. But I want y'all to feel me in. Amen. Because I know God moved in a mighty way.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It was about forgiveness and having a relationship. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hey, God. Hallelujah.
But you already know
we got
it recorded. Praise God. For those that missed it, we got it recorded. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we gonna make sure we get it out to everybody. Hallelujah. Because this is a word that we need to ingest. Hallelujah. We need to get this message in our system. And I wasn't going to, like Sister Mother Alberta just said, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. We have to encourage one another. Hallelujah, praise God. And when I say encourage one another, I'm not saying like, you know, just because somebody preaches, shout amen. Hallelujah. Don't shout amen until you get a full understanding of what they're saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. The way I interpreted what the woman of God just said, hallelujah. You remember when Michael Jordan was with the Bulls? Hallelujah. Praise God. When he retired from the Bulls, the ticket sales went down. People were only coming to see Michael Jordan. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't need to be like that in the fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. When Michael Jordan ain't playing, you would be Michael Jordan, Apostle. Praise God. Hallelujah. When Michael Jordan ain't playing, hallelujah. That don't mean you don't show up. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hey, oh, yeah. Oh, no. Amen. By all means,
you
show up, amen.
Hallelujah, bless the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, for we need to show
Praise
up
God.
For the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Absolutely.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we bless the Lord on
amen.
Tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. I was just thinking too, woman of God, you couldn't touch on a better thing because. But his main device is unforgiveness.
Yes.
Because he knows that we can't operate and flow in the full anointing of God if we got unforgiveness in our heart.
Amen.
So the reason why we forgive is because God said for us to forgive, but then we forgive too because our anointing won't flow without forgiveness.
Yeah.
That's why when he was on the cross, he said to the Father, he said, forgive them. and it took me a minute to understand, Lord, they done did all this to you. Why are you saying forgive them? But he understood that the key to his anointing was for him to walk in forgiveness.
Amen.
And unforgiveness is like when you got a hole and you and the hole is curled and you try to get the water out, but the water won't come out because that little curl that it got in the center part or wherever the curl is. Now, when you straighten it out, then the water will float. But as long as that hose is bent, the water can't get out. And that's how forgiveness is. It's that bend that we need to straighten out. Thank God, hallelujah. So that the water can flow.
Amen.
Praise God. But I thank God for you tonight, amen. I can't wait to hear that message, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm going to soak that all in, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Are there any more comments and questions? Amen. I got one more question for you, woman of God. What was the Lord dealing with you the most about concerning us forgiving each other?
Well, he dealt with me because all I know is prayer. All I do all day is pray. And he dealt with me on that concerning forgiveness is because the scripture says that if we carry any iniquity in our heart, that he will not hear us. And so we got to be so careful to who we're asking to pray for us because title of the lesson, it wasn't a lesson, but tonight it was pray before you pray. Pray before you pray.
Wow.
Because of the fact that if you're holding larceny in your heart towards anybody or you're just mad and you just start babbling out and praying for someone, people be wondering why the prayers are not being answered. And so they want to get mad with God sometimes. And if we're carrying anything in our heart, that resentment, that unforgiveness, it's sin. It's sin. And it's, you know, and unforgiveness is rottenness. It's like rotten into our bones. It's like cancer. This is why so many people are sick. They're sick. You know, because they're meditating and they keep rewinding over and over like a broken record what this person has done to them, what these people have done. And those people are not thinking about it. They went on. And they haven't, the people who are meditating on that is making them sick. This is why so many cancer patients.
Wow.
Because it's rottening to the bones. And even when you pray for yourself, not only for others, do a thorough inventory of ask God, ask Yahshua HaMashiach, how, show me, Lord, show me, show me what I need to get rid of before I go and pray for these people, or before I get on this line and pray for these people, because this is vital, this is urgent. You know, we're living really in the last days. So much is happening. People are hurting out there. And we just can't bow our heads and close our eyes and wave our hands. And if we're carrying all this hurt and pain and unforgiveness in our heart because it's bitter and it's not going to work. And also to be careful with our tongues because in the word it says that we bless the Lord, we praise the Lord with our mouth, with the same mouth we're cursing men.
Wow.
We're on the line, we're listening, we go to church or however or whatever. We read our word, we sit down and we meditate, but as soon as somebody picks us off, we're cussing them out. And God said, not to be sisters and brothers. And
this is
what he was, you know, dealing with me with, you know, and not to keep company also with an angry man. You know, not to keep company with people who are, you know, and the only way that we could have forgiveness in our heart is through God because of the fact we ourselves can't love.
Amen.
We want the love of God. And before we get up out of our bed every morning, let's ask God, Lord, fill me with your love today. Because I can't love. And I was saying that, you know, people look at me crazy all the time and how we peculiar people because of the fact that I love people. I just love people. Even if they, love them. Because I ask God for that. And people look at me and they just can't stand me. But through the grace of God and the mercy that he has given me, because if it wasn't for him, I would have been dead. And I just thank God, Apostle. I thank God, everybody on this phone, that we right now we have a chance to get it right. We have a chance to get it right. Only thing that God don't forgive is blaspheming against his Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So this is why he had me to speak on to pray before you pray, just to make sure, you know, we always wonder why our prayers, some of our prayers are not answered. It's because it could be from that unforgiveness. And when we pray to make sure that we ask God for his will to be done, his will, because our will is nothing. Amen.
Wow. Awesome.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Whew. God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to say online right now, everybody that's under the sound of my voice, can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
If I have offended anybody in word or deed, I ask you to please forgive me. I don't want to offend anybody, but I want to love everybody.
Amen.
And
amen.
If I have done anything to anyone at this time, I ask you to please forgive me.
Amen.
Thank you. Let somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Apostle, yes, mother.
Yes, mother.
Up the door for another person. If I have said anything, looked at somebody wrong, said anything, turned my head and throw that thing up, that hand up, talk to the hand, I want y'all to forgive me.
Amen.
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 I want more of God and less of myself. And when you start doing that, you're not doing God. You're doing more of yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
So I want y'all to forgive me. So he said, I want him to create in me a clean heart.
Yes, Lord.
Within him.
Yes,
I want
Lord.
To walk like him. I want to talk like him. I want to be like Jesus. And
yes,
I told
Lord.
I sung that song first. I said, I want to walk like Jesus. I want to talk like Jesus.
Mm.
They got it wrong. They said, well, no, there ain't nobody like Jesus. I said, well, ain't none of us perfect. I said, but he said, Mark the perfect one.
Mm.
And if I don't do the things that he's requiring me to do, I'm not marking that perfect one. So I want y'all to tell me if I have said anything, looked at somebody wrong, or got out of place, we can easily see it because sin is in our nature. So I want
Amen.
To pray for me.
Amen.
And I know God is on this line. I know he's there. He's
yes,
trying
Lord.
To get our attention, you guys. He's trying to get our attention. He want us to cross dot every I and cross every T. We got to just light for the flight. but we ain't going nowhere. Pray my strength in the Lord and forgive me. Because he said we should forgive our debtors and ask them to forgive us. But we want to forgive him. Love you, Apostle. Thank you, woman of God. I love you for bringing
love
me
to I love Amen. You back, Mother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
And Apostle, I wanna piggyback off of all that. You know, if I've offended anybody, amen. Forgive me as well. But also, like we talked about last night, if I offended you, rebuke me. Because I might not know I offended you. Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, sometimes
Amen.
We be mad at people
Amen.
And they don't even know we mad at you. Don't know, that person don't even know you mad at them. They don't even know that you offended them.
Amen.
We got to understand Amen. We all been raised different. Some of us was raised in the South. Some of us was raised, hallelujah, in the hood. Some of us was raised in the suburbs. We all raised differently. So we all get offended different ways.
Yes.
So if I offend you, forgive me.
Amen.
But let me know. Let me know. So that way
Amen.
I'll know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. You know, we're going to call this the love night tonight, hallelujah. We just like, amen, amen, please forgive me. Amen. And see, this is the key to the heart of God. Amen. This is how the anointing of God can continue to flow and will grow in us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So I'm just elated tonight. Woman of God, thank you for obeying the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And Father, I pray that all the virtue that she gave out tonight, that, Lord, that you would replenish her, refreshing, and revive her. Lord, thank you for the word that she gave tonight that will bless her, God. Father, we thank you, hallelujah, and we receive
thank
it with
you.
Thanksgiving and with an
thank
open
you,
heart, God, and an open
thank
mind
you.
And an open spirit. We thank you, God. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your forgiveness.
Yes, God, thank you.
You said that if we forgive others, that you would forgive us. So we give you praise and
yes.
honor and glory. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there anybody else tonight? Amen. While we're on the forgiveness train tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Can y'all hear me? Yeah.
Oh, okay, 1 minute. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. You know, I just want to let the woman of God what I let her know what I got from the word when she said that pray before you pray. You know. To me, that's saying, like, before you offer your gift, read your heart to God. Read your heart. Before you bring the offering of prayer, the offering of praise, the offering of your gifts, read your heart to God first. You know, the Bible says if you know your brother have a problem with you, go make that right with your brother. Before you bring your gift to the altar, make it right with your brother. You know that person got a problem with you. And you know, and that's not even just when a person have a problem with somebody. Some people got a problem with God, and they have to get that right. You know, we're looking at the Lord with him. So I said, there's people that got a problem with him, and they haven't addressed it. They come to God with prayer. Do this from the Lord. We come to God with asking God for everything, but it's a big elephant in the room. It's a big elephant in the room. You know you have a problem with God, but you haven't sat down and talked with God and addressed the problem that you have. Oh, it's a little shit. some people are experiencing that with God. You have a problem with God, but you haven't said and talked with him. You praying, but you're not really telling them how you feel, for real. God understands. We think, oh, he God, you know, we shouldn't say this, but God, he listens if we tell him.
Amen.
Amen. God wants our hearts, not just our gifts. Gifts come second.
Yes.
He wants our hearts. That's like the Bible say, rend your heart, not your garments. He wants your heart.
Thank you.
He wants your heart for real. He wants our hearts. Look at none of that he's going to hear. You know, it's too much. You know, in the church, and I know we got our eyes focused on the gifts that we think God cares more about the gifts than how our hearts is. That's nothing to God. The gifts come secondary. You know, I know I repeat myself, but God really wants our hearts for real. For real, for real. He want to sit down, have a conversation with us, and relate with us on how we feel on an everyday basis. You know, looking at it here. He don't just want to just to use us, just to be using us. You know, he want us to enjoy being with him. We want us to enjoy living with him. In this type of lifestyle, he don't want us to just do it just out of obligation, out of trying to prove something to God, out of trying to, you know, you feel like you owe God. No, he wants you to actually love being with him, for real. No, that's what God wants from us, for real. Look at that, that's what that's what Lord put on my heart to say. Because too many times we're using our gift to lift them up and try to bring people in, but we're not giving them our hearts for real. You know, and I'm not saying this applies to anybody online, but this is what the Lord put in my spirit, and I let it go.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I ain't gonna hold y'all.
Gasoline from Louisiana.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. And that's so true. God do on our hearts. Amen. The heart is the key.
Amen.
Once God got our heart, he got us.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we can't.
Amen.
We can't change until we let the Lord in our heart. The heart is the ground. So the word can only produce the harvest that the heart will allow it to. And some of our hearts is hard. Some of our hearts have been softened by the Holy Spirit. Now, here's the thing that the Lord dropped in my spirit about the gifts. A lot of times, some of us take lightly the gifts that we have or the price that was paid for our gifts. When the Lord showed me that he went in the hell to get our gifts, and then he took me in the scriptures. But the scriptures say he took captivity captive. Now, when it says he took captivity captive, that means that he overcame death, hell, and the grave to go down into hell and get our gifts out of hell.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Under the vocal.
Thank you for our gift, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, God, under the vocal. Why do you think the devil be after our gifts?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because Yahshua went into hell to get our gift out of hell so we could glorify him.
Glory. Thank you, Yahshua.
So when we give our gift back to the devil, God has said, I'm not going back a second time. I went in the first time to get your gift out, but I ain't going back in again. Hey, he ain't going back again, glory to God. So this time we got to make sure that we keep our gift and we dedicate our gift to him.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
But in that, God is saying, once I get your heart, then I know your gift will come along with your heart. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And a lot of times the reason why we don't dedicate our gift back to God is because our heart is still with the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come
on, hallelujah. Now. And so that's why the Bible says no man can serve two masters. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So when we make up our mind and say, Lord, my gift, my heart, my everything, hallelujah, belongs to you.
Yes,
I like that song that that's already said, my hallelujah belongs to you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so God is saying to us tonight, amen, realize the price I paid for your gift. That's why we should let nobody have our gift for God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on and give God a praise tonight, beloved.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, shout out to those about you.
Thank you for going to get our gifts, Lord. Thank you.
Hey,
hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Lord.
That's why the word of God says that a gift will make room for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because sometimes people don't know your name, but they recognize you by your what? Gift. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hey,
glory to God. Hey, Shantobo. So cool.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank
but,
you, Lord.
But the reason why we need the Holy Ghost is because the gifts is for the people, but the fruit is for us. So we need the fruit of the spirit of love. Amen. With love will cause us to walk in what? Unforgiveness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the forgiveness of forgiving those who have hurt us, forgiving those who have lied on us, talked about us, criticized us. Hallelujah. Backstabbed us. Come on here, somebody. That's why Peter asked, Lord, how many times do I have to forgive my brother? Because how many know sometimes it gets harder to forgive folks when they do things to your own purpose? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, it's more easy to forgive somebody when they don't know what they're doing, but it's harder to forgive somebody and they know what they're doing. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Then that's when you really need the power of God to say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, because you know they know what they're doing, God. But the Lord said, no, they really don't know what they're doing. They think they do. Because when the Lord said, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm, they don't realize that when they put their mouth on you, they didn't already touch you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And the minute they open their mouth to put their mouth on you, God said, that's when I moved against them. Come on. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
That's why James said for us to be slow to speak. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Because then when you realize the power that your words possess, then it makes us slower to say anything, hallelujah. Because how many know that once you put a word out there, you can't take it back? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Can't take it back. Hallelujah. Can't take it back.
That's just like a gun. When you shoot a gun, you can't take that bullet back. Amen. Once that bullet leaves the chamber, that's it. Come on here. God, I'm on the double cool. Yarabasi. And I hear the Lord say, now you understand. Hallelujah. Now you understand.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And that's why God has chose us. That's why God chose us, y'all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You know that so many people are hurting, and they're not hurting for people from the world. They're hurting for people out of the church. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Help us, God.
Help.
Hearts are hurting from people in the church that they thought they were supposed to be showing the love of God, and they showed another kind of love. Come on here, somebody.
Woo! Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
And the cold thing, Shabando, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And the cold thing, you like, Lord, what did I do to deserve this, Lord? I didn't do nothing. Lord, I was trying to help them, God.
Hallelujah. Lord, I showed them kindness, Lord, and this is how they repaid me. I don't know more cool. Y'all not about to do.
Oh, Lord.
David said that it wasn't one that he didn't know. David said it was one that I went to church with. Hallelujah. It was one that I shouted with. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
That did me wrong. Come on here, somebody. And so there's a lot of healing that got to go on because a lot of us hurt folk and didn't go back and apologize. Didn't even try. And then some of us had nerve to shout after we done did our brother and sister wrong. Shout all over the church. Like God is gonna honor that over what you did. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Bible said leave your gift at the altar. Go back to your brother. Like our sister was saying earlier, like the Spirit of God was on her saying earlier, go back. Because I'm not hearing you because you done hurt one of mine. You done hurt your own sister, your own brother. Hallelujah. But that's why God brought the message tonight for us to walk in forgiveness. And thank you again, daughter, for obeying God. Hallelujah.
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 Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just hear that song, I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I mean, y'all feel better tonight, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you feel better, if you feel lighter, come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Is there anybody else? Amen.
Hallelujah. Apostle, I want to say this.
Yes, Mother.
I went into the hospital and I went in there for three toes. I went to my doctor. He looked at me. He had to put me in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He said my toes was turning black.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know circulation.
Yeah.
I was in the hospital and maybe a couple of people came by there to see me. Well, I went into the hospital and God forgive me, I don't want to be wrong. I was giving my tithes to the church house. I was going there to sing in the church house. I was going around the church teaching. And then they was calling me something up to me. Moved my whole foot. They put me in a place to get therapy. And they removed me out of the hospital. I had a couple, about three or four visitors. Which was my sister and her son and Chris. And then one man came from the church that I was going to. And he shook my hand and gave me $20. So I told the man of God, I said, what's this stuff? And he said, you might want you a soda. I said, no. I said, your presence here with me is enough.
Well,
just being here with me. Coming to show your respect is enough. None of the other people came from the church. So finally, I was able to go home. When I got home, I went home and I couldn't do nothing. I was totally on my back like I am now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have no visitors from the church.
Wow.
Nobody came around from that church. It was right down the street and around the corner.
nobody came. I'm just the testimony. I'm not trying to put nobody down. Church hurt.
Yeah.
Church hurt.
Yes, it does, Mother.
Mm.
Yes,
they didn't come there to say, you all right. They didn't come there to say, can I buy you a cold drink? They didn't come there to say, let me give you some water. Let me fix you a sandwich. Nobody from the church came. So, family, I wanted the Lord's Supper. It was really bothering me. I wanted to eat his body. I wanted to eat his body. I wanted to eat. So a woman came by and I said, you know, I want the Lord's Supper. I said, and I can't go get it. I can't go nowhere. I'm on my back. So she told me, she said, I know this test to come and bring it to you. So I said, okay. So she brought him over here. And she waited till he got out the room from around me. And she looked at me and said, well, you know, I can't be doing this. Cars take gas and stuff. And I said, then let me know if there wasn't another God. Then let me know if there wasn't the Spirit of God. When she got
Amen.
Then let me know that God loves his children and he loves people.
Yeah.
You know I was laying on my back. She know that I had caretakers. But she let the man of God got off around her. When she walked back in the room, she started complaining. I tell you, one woman, her sister and her son came and brought it to me when I was in the hospital. I feel so delighted. That woman was determined she was going to bring me to God.